free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take calls today. I want to run through some updates as to what's going on with the novel. And I think that's what we need to call it from here on out. Instead of calling it COVID-19, instead of calling it the coronavirus, we just need to call it the novel. That's exactly what it is. I played the clip for you yesterday of the people in Trafalgar Square saying, they call it a novel coronavirus because that's what it is. It's a narrative. It's a narrative to take away our freedom, to restructure every one of our societies globally, not just here in the United States, of course. It's also happening in Australia, the UK, Europe. Every government is committing suicide and killing its own citizens' hopes and freedoms and lives. This is the most amazing thing I have seen in my life, and folks, it's going to get worse. As I tweeted out this morning, we're going to have Sheriff Mack join us in the third hour. We're going to talk about constitutional sheriffs. If you want to send me any information about ideas or complaints that you've got, because I've got some good suggestions from flight attendants on how to cope with the airlines, but we need to start organizing we the people, because they, the politicians, are the ones who are in this together. Both parties are in this. And if you think that it's going to be solved by the Supreme Court justice, just take a look at who Trump is focused on. Amy Comey Barrett person, Robert Barnes had a long list of things that she has done, basically saying, you know, you've seen the clips out there of Dianne Feinstein saying, your dogma lives very strongly in you. In other words, I don't like the fact that you're Catholic, pro-life and things like that. That's specifically what she's coming at. Well, you know, Barrett said, I'm going to recuse myself from anything that has anything to do with my religious values. Let me tell you what, this is what the Supreme Court did to America in the middle of the 20th century. They recused us from our religious base, what America was based on, trusting God. They said, you're not going to talk about God. We're going to purge that out of the public square. We're going to purge that out of the schools, and we're going to do our best to purge that out of your lives. And we're going to, you know, it's been purged out of the Supreme Court. Nothing's going to change with her in there. And beyond that, Robert Barnes points out she's got a long list of authoritarian policies, which should be right in line with President Trump. Remember, this is the guy who put in the torture in chief at the CIA. Gina Haspel. You want to talk about how we were lied into the war in Iraq that we're still there? Over the lies of weapons of mass destruction? Where did that come from? That came from the phony, quote unquote, intelligence that was a product of torture by Gina Haspel. And Trump put her in charge. You talk about being absolutely clueless or deceiving the public. Oh yeah, I don't like the lies that got us under the, so then he puts the very liar who created the lies in as a CIA director. Even these people who were in the administration of the time said, as we realized that this was based on torture, we knew we'd been had, because you can get anything you want out of torture. So now they're torturing the data when it comes to the novel. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is now confirmed. Every organization affiliated with President Trump and his campaign is being attacked out of communist China in the biggest coordinated cyber attacks the planet has ever seen. Joe Biden has openly said China should run every facet of our lives. The Speaker of the House, Pelosi, has said that China wants Joe Biden. InfoWars is under dozens of different types of cyber attack a day. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and they're not even hiding that it's coming directly out of communist China. America is fighting for its life. Everyone that votes for Joe Biden is a stooge of communist China and an idiot trying to destroy not just their future, but our future. But no matter what happens in this election, the awakening and the chain reaction has begun and cannot be reversed!
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September 22nd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is now day 190. 190 days of America locked down, of undeclared martial law. Is anybody talking about this? No. We're talking about who the next dictator in the Supreme Court will be. Let me tell you, we have centralized everything in this country. We have centralized our hopes. You look at the hope of the right. Oh, we're going to have some conservative judge. The despair of the left. Oh, we lost our liberal judge. Why? Because these people are dictators. And they're nothing but political appointees. When you look at this whole corrupted process, you realize that, you know, we have had three different versions of what should happen during an election year from both the Republicans and the Democrats. Because they'll say whatever they want. This is simply about politics. And, of course, right now the Republicans are holding all the cards. And they do have the capability of making the pick. And there's not really anything the Democrats can do about it. They can throw temper tantrums. They could even impeach President Trump again and AG CIA Barr. They could impeach both of them. So what? It ain't going to change anything. Now, Mitch McConnell is in charge of the Senate. And he will, they could go through their little impeachment process. And that makes no more difference for Nancy Pelosi and AOC to do an impeachment process of anybody than it would if they were to stand outside with signs, Pelosi and AOC, and scream at the Senate. Because McConnell is going to set the schedule. It's like, all right, you draft up your stuff, see if you can get it passed through. You hold your hearings and so forth. And once you produce the documents, it has to have a trial here in the Senate. I'll schedule that. I'll schedule it after we do the vote for the Supreme Court and on. So, that's not going to mean anything. Now, they've got a lot of other things that they're talking about doing. They want to completely restructure America. They want to say, well, we might add Supreme Court justices and pack the thing. We might add more states. We might try to rig the election with the Electoral College. We might try to do a ballot harvesting, all these different types of things, of course. But let me tell you, the thing that is really restructuring our society right now that nobody wants to talk about is this lockdown. And the idea that public health bureaucrats anywhere can put out guidelines and recommendations and lock down our lives, destroy our businesses, and we can't do anything about it? Well, we can do something about it. And I want you to think about it. I'm going to take calls as soon as I go through this list here, update some of the news about the novel. That's what I'm going to start calling COVID-19. It's a novel. It's a novel. It's a narrative. And we have a new chapter of it today. And so I want to give you an update on the next chapter of the novel. for globalist government. That's what this is. But then I'll take some phone calls. 888-201-2244. Don't call just yet because you'll be put on hold, but give me about a segment or so to get through this. I want your comments, and I've got a lot of things that I have collected over the last couple of weeks, people talking about problems that they've had, some solutions from an airline employee who is sick of this stuff. And we'll try to brainstorm about this. In the third hour, we're going to have Sheriff Mack. They have a constitutional sheriff's meeting in Virginia, and I'm sure they've got them going elsewhere. That's another key part of this. But it's not going to be given to us. They have taken your freedom. They've taken the Constitution, and they've destroyed them. And they're not going to give them back. These people love power. They love having power over your life. Don't kid yourself about the Republicans. They love power every bit as much as the Democrats do. The Democrats will ramp things up, typically. They're the ones who do it. And then when the Republicans get in power, they consolidate those gains. It's a ratcheting effect. They never move it back. We never get back to the status quo ante, the what normal was before the Democrats messed things up. But this time we've got the Republicans doing it. This time the Republicans are pushing us into $1 trillion a month deficit. This time the Republicans are bankrupting businesses everywhere, left and right. And this time the Republicans are giving dictatorial powers to every little public health bureaucrat in the country and starting to use force. And we're going to show you what that looks like in Australia, as well as now in Australia. They're coming after the food markets. At the same time, they're talking about shortages of even rice. We were not going to have any rice coming up. We're not going to have meat because, you know, we're doing testing everywhere. And anybody who gets a positive swab, oh, well, we got a couple of positive swabs. So let's shut down the entire, we've already seen this in America. Let's shut down the entire meat processing plant. And of course, all of our meat processing, like everything else in this country, every other aspect of our lives and our economy has been massively centralized. And so you have just a few gigantic meat processors. And if they come in and say, oh, we got five people who did a positive swab, that's not going to be hard for them to do. They can shut down meat production just like that. And let me tell you, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. You can see it now happening already in Australia. So day 190, almost 90% of New York City bars and restaurants could not pay their rent in August. A 7% point increase from June. A 4-point jump from July. Study also comes ahead of the long-awaited partial reopening of New York City's indoor dining, slated for September the 30th at 25% capacity. So how do they know when they put this out? How do they know that all of a sudden the virus will be gone and it'll be safe to go to a restaurant in 10 days? If they're basing this on something that they've already measured, then let the restaurants open up now. You're bankrupting them. Get your knee off of the neck of the business owners. Unless that's your plan. Oh, that's right. It is the plan. It's part of the novel plan. Oh, no. In 10 days, you're going to let it off. Same thing Abbott did here. You know, I think next week, I think we'll let you open up 75%. How about that? So that's the difference. That's the difference between New York and Texas. In New York, they're going to let you open up 25%. Here in Texas, our wonderful Abbott is going to let you open up 75%. Let me tell you what. There is no difference between Greg Abbott and Cuomo. It's merely a distinction. It's merely the degree of tyranny. There is no difference. No difference. If you as a governor can put out executive orders and shut down businesses and dictate to people they got to wear little pieces of cloth on their face, you're a dictator. And I don't care what percentage you claim to allow people to open up. It's a distinction without a difference between Cuomo and Abbott, between the Republicans and the Democrats. New lockdowns will lead Europe into economic depression. Of course it will. That's part of the novel plan. Government should understand by now that shutting down the economy is highly inefficient and devastating for jobs and business solvency, reports Zero Hedge. However, as we have seen in Spain. Many governments simply decide to start new lockdowns in order to show that they're taking aggressive measures. They're marking their territory. That's right. Look at how strong I am. I'm going to do a lockdown here. Well, you know, it's just, like I said, marking their territory. And don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. Instead of looking at the examples of South Korea, Taiwan, Sweden, Austria, where simple but effective measures have resulted in better management of a health crisis, instead of looking at history, no, we're going to keep doing this because it is a murder-suicide being pulled off on the West by globalists. And I don't care what their political party is. And I don't care how much you like them. You better wake up and get past the personalities and the partisan politics. Because this is murder-suicide. We'll be right back.
Real power comes from the grassroots. And real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand. When you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Suicide by governments against its citizens continues, the lockdown. As they're bringing this back up now, the UK is now going to be bolted down for another 6 months. And of course, this is something that is being pushed by Sadiq Khan. And he has at his side Neil Ferguson, the guy at the Imperial College of London, that did a con job on President Trump. That's what this is, Sadiq Khan's job. And the con job of these people who had A, false assumptions in their model, and B, a computer program that couldn't produce the same answer two times in a row with the same input. And now on the basis of the idea that the lockdown will be imposed on the much disputed theory that there are still only low levels of immunity to the novel in the community. And it can only be rectified by a vaccine campaign next year. So between the con job and the imperious bojo, Boris Johnson, they're going to lock down the UK for another 6 months. Here in Kansas, we see this. Our mass quarantine is the best way to avoid another shutdown, says a county health director. How's that for Orwellian doublespeak? Isn't mass quarantine what shutdown is? Quarantine of people that are not sick? That's precisely what this is. Meanwhile, President Trump says that the coronavirus affects virtually nobody. And he's right. The problem is he won't do anything about it. He'll make snide remarks. He will tweet about it. But he won't stop the lockdown. Unbelievable. But, of course, he's attacked by Bob Woodward, CNN and the Drudge Report for having said the truth here. As the death toll is set to hit 200,000, death toll hasn't changed. They changed the narrative, by the way. I should tell Mediaite and Drudge. The narrative was changed, guys, because your number wasn't increasing. Even with all of the phony presumptions and the 96% of the people that were aged and had on average 2.6 other comorbidities. And, you know, your death numbers, 96% inflated and, you know, presumed to be, you know, you didn't even have tests in the beginning when you had this massive spike. They were all presumptions. They were all presumptions. And just like the data that we saw before the U.S. was shut down by Trump, we saw that, this is exactly what was happening in Italy. Oh, 25,000 people died in Italy? No, it was a lie. We had 2 weeks worth of data, and it was exactly the same stuff. Average age, 80 years old, and 2.5 comorbidities on average. It's what would have been diagnosed at other times as dying of natural causes. So they inflated the death numbers when those froze. Then what they did was they came out with a new metric, which was a positive swab. A positive swab. Oh, we got a case here. Call Ghostbusters. They're ready to believe you. Or Drudge or CNN. We have a crazy college COVID rule reported by Reason Magazine. Online only student who is never on campus has now been suspended indefinitely for attending a party. And I imagine they will keep the tuition too. This is a university in New York. I would have more sympathy for this guy if he'd had the good sense to stay out of a university, especially one in New York. Travis, was I right about this? Travis, my son here, producing the show. Was I right about staying away from college? Is there any question about this now? Oh, man. The party was consistent with New York City's Phase 4 COVID-19 guidelines, which allows events up to 50 people. Many attendees went maskless, but Andy says he didn't stand in close proximity to anyone other than his roommates, who are also students, and they all left after a short while. But see, he doesn't go to campus even, right? Unbeknownst to Andy, whose name has been changed for this article to protect his privacy, someone at the party posted a video on social media. Andy never saw the video. But we have little sneaks at the college or at the administration that's scanning everything on social media. Social media is a trap. It was a deliberate trap. The public was groomed to put everything they had on this by the program called Big Brother. That's right. Yeah, it's reality TV. And look, if you can be, a voyeur, not a voyeur, but you can be an exhibitionist. I guess the people, the administrators are voyeurs, right? You can be an exhibitionist. You can show everything about your life. You can put it all online and you can get people to follow you. And all of a sudden you become a celebrity. Look at the number of followers you have. Isn't that wonderful? And they create a life log for you because that's what DARPA called it before they helped to establish Facebook. Once they established Facebook, they purged life log. Yeah, it was too creepy, right? Yeah, you think Facebook's creepy? So the NYU Director of Student Conduct, Craig Jolly, sent an email to Andy accusing him of, quote, threatening the health and safety of the NYU community that he doesn't even have any physical connection to. The return to campus in 2021, in order to do that, Andy will need to write a reflection paper and beg for readmission. He can't even get the Bart Simpson treatment, you know. Bart Simpson, right on the blackboard 500 times. I will not party without a mask. No, he can't even do that. He's got to beg for readmission, and they will keep the tuition. He says, I'm not a student who'll be staying at or even near NYU housing, nor will I be entering campus grounds on NYU buildings, as I'm currently enrolled in all online courses in order to appeal the decision. We look at airline CEOs as they're going bankrupt. They're now pleading with Washington for more free cash as layoffs loom. And they are telling flight attendants, well, you know, we got thousands of you that we want to help to furlough, begging for money at the same time. And by the way, I have some updates from people who have been sending information to me. And I'm going to get into those in the next segment, and then I'm going to take your calls. We've got three people who have called in here. So I'll start to open up the phone lines with that. But I'll tell you, well, I don't have time to go over it before we go to break. But I've got one flight attendant who said, here's what you do to get rid of this mandatory mask thing. They don't like it either. A lot of them don't like it. And so I've got some guidelines for you. They understand what this is all about because they have been at the point of the spear. As I've said many times, two false flags, one plan, one novel. And this all began with 9/11. And all this stuff started rolling out in the airports after 9/11. But the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, written just before 9/11 and rolled out with another false flag, you know, anthrax. So I guess you could say we had three false flags. But it's one narrative, one novel. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese communist social credit score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to go to callers here in just a second. I want to read you a couple of emails that have been sent to me by people who work for airlines. And if you want to join with comments on that, 888-201-2244. Or you can put a tweet on my Twitter account, on the show information there. I've got people monitoring that. That's Libertarian on Twitter. Also, you can send me an email. I got people monitoring that as well. The Proton mail account is David Knight Show. Let me emphasize that because I've had several people now tell me, you know, I sent this to David Knight at Proton Mail, and he must be getting a lot of things. Make sure you send it to David Knight Show at protonmail.com. I will keep that confidential. I don't know about David Knight, at Proton Mail. So especially if you're going to send something that's confidential, send it to David Knight Show at protonmail.com. All right. Let's talk about, this first email here. Hi, David. I'm a longtime flight attendant. Don't want to say anything, but I've been flying Part 121 air carrier for many years, numerous airlines. And didn't give me their name, so I don't have to worry about protecting it. Just a flight attendant here, but they know what they're talking about. I am so freaking disturbed about this mandatory mask thing, which has totally ruined my work morale. Crew can do, cannot do anything without getting fired. It just makes our job much more difficult to deal with this absurdity. Passengers must stand their ground. That's right, folks. We have to take back our freedoms from the ground up, even when it applies to flying. We need the public to act without starting fights. This is a key thing. We have to stand our ground. You know, if you want to speak out, whatever, do that. I mean, I don't go into restaurants anymore because I saw a thing up on InfoWars. A guy going in and yelling at people in a store, you don't have to wear masks. They're crazy. They're stupid. And it's like, yeah, you can do that. I don't typically want to do that. I did that the first time these ridiculous rules in a restaurant were applied to me. You know, my wife went in and said, you know, can I eat with that? Yeah, yeah, sure. And the restaurant was full in spite of the dictates of the Texas governor here. And so I had parked the car. I said, just go. I think they're going to let us in. She came back. She said, yeah, it's okay. She goes in and they go, oh, you got to wear a mask in order to sit down 5 feet to walk down at a table where I could sit for hours if I wanted to without a mask. And everybody else didn't have masks except for the people who worked there. And I basically lost it on those people. I was yelling and screaming. And so I said to my wife, I said, all right, that's just it. I'm not going to go any more restaurants here. You know, I can do all my yelling and screaming 3 hours a day here on the radio. I don't need to do it in person. So anyway, she says, we need the public to act without starting fights. I'm very scared for any disruption in flight. The in-flight fights are extremely scary. So all I can do is open loopholes. And here are some loopholes to not get kicked off. Please announce on your show that eating and drinking is a loophole, just like the restaurant. You know what? If you just wear your little mask and walk 5 feet, then you can take your mask off and sit there for hours. Because this is just a novel. It's just a narrative. Here's how it works for future flyers. She said, bring snacks that will take the entire flight to eat. In other words, popcorn, mixed nuts, balls of rice. I especially like shoestring potato fries, eating those shoestrings one at a time. Bring a straw and a big tumbler cup for any drinks. The straw will assist you to appear to be drinking more than you actually are. You can bring your own food and soft drinks, juice, and water on board, but not alcohol. You can bring snacks through security, but you will need to fill your tumbler with non-alcoholic drinks once you're past security because you can't take any liquids through security, right? You know, this is another part of the novel that came in with 9/11. You do not need a tray table deployed to handle your own drink and your snack. Lock your tray table up when told to do so. Because remember, these are the 9/11. You know, after 9/11, if you don't do exactly as you're told, then it's big time. But this is a loophole he or she is giving you. There is no rule against eating or drinking your own food or drink during any phase of the flight. In other words, boarding, taxiing, takeoff, cruise, descent, landing, taxi in, and deplaning. So you can eat and drink the whole time. And while you're eating and drinking, you don't have to have a mask on. It is very likely that all the USA airlines are following the same mask policy. We're being told that passengers are allowed to eat and drink as needed, and they can remove the mask for eating and drinking, signed a flight attendant in the USA. Another flight attendant sends this to me. Delta Airlines needs to change their name to Delta COVID Detection because they're no longer an airline. The CEO is begging for federal aid, begging for people to retire or quit so the airline doesn't go under because they're needing more money every day. But somehow he has it in his budget to not only partner with the Mayo Clinic, but now CVS to make his employees test for a superstition. This CEO's hypocrisy knows no bound. And goes on to say, just as I had predicted before, from face diapers to temperature checks to now testing, all voluntary until not enough people care to volunteer. And now it's becoming mandatory. They haven't said that word yet, probably for legal ramifications, but what they are saying is pretty much it is mandatory. And as we have seen, they have, if you go up and say, well, I can't wear a mask because of medical reasons. All right, look, come over here. I want you to talk to medical professional, an expert who works for us, and they're going to do an over-the-phone examination of you to see if you really do have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a superstitious cloth mask that isn't going to do anything. And then they will determine over the phone whether or not you have a legitimate medical condition. So get your snacks, get your shoestring, fries. I'll just mention one more thing, and then we'll go to callers. I had somebody send me this email. Mother separated from child at birth for up to 14 days for a positive test for COVID. Wondering if this is happening to others. My daughter-in-law called from Houston yesterday because she's delivering a baby by C-section in December. Her doctor told her that she will be tested for COVID. And if positive, could be separated from the newborn baby for up to 14 days. She's still very distressed about this. And it was either Joel Skousen, I think it was Joel Skousen, or Del Bigtree, who told us about this on the show a couple of months ago. They knew somebody who had had that happen, and it had been, I think, 6 weeks at that point, and they'd still not gotten their child back. And then I saw this morning, Catherine Austin Fitz putting out a article, mother not allowed to see her child for the first 2 months of life. 2 months, not 2 weeks, 2 months. 2 months. And all it takes is a positive swab. A positive swab. A test that magnifies the presence of the virus. So that even if you are asymptomatic, even if you don't have enough of the virus that you can pass it on to other people, it'll still flag you positive. A test that will flag any coronavirus as the novel. Because it can't distinguish between those. Because the guy who invented it and won a Nobel Prize for doing that, the PCR test, said you can't use it for this. But they're using it for that because it's a novel. All right, let's go to some of our callers here. We've got about a minute left. Well, you know, we got a minute left. I'll go immediately to the callers when we come back the next break because I don't want to get started on a caller just before we go to break. I have one thing here, and I'll put this call out before we go to break. As one person sent this to me, says, why don't we ask attorneys to call in to the show? What are you, the attorney, the law firm, doing to stop the looting by the Democrats, to stop the COVID response? What legal course can be taken to start a suit against unconstitutional orders from governors, including Republicans? Most people have no idea about how to start lawsuits against unconstitutional leaders and organizations that are committing murder, suicide. So if you're an attorney, if you have any ideas about that, we're taking suggestions on how we begin to take back our freedoms because the politicians are not going to give them back to us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar. Part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration, to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the God of this world, Satan. Do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. And every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars. Pray for yourself, pray for the children, and pray for the world. God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We got a lot of callers who hopefully they're going to tell us some suggestions of what we can all do to peacefully push back on this thing, to stand up for our freedom and liberty. We're going to have in third hour Sheriff Mack talk to us about constitutional sheriffs. They're holding meetings across the country. That is a key thing that we can do, but there are other things that we must and can do. Let's go to first to Tracy in Oklahoma. Thank you for holding, Tracy. Go ahead.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you, David. Got told this morning by HR that I was no longer allowed to be inside the building. I was told I was on suspension and sent home at the end of my shift until I can bring a doctor's note that says I don't have to wear a mask.
Wow.
I told her,
wow.
I said, you're violating ADA rules. You're violating the governor of Kansas's executive order. Page 3, section B says, if you have a pre-existing condition, you do not have to wear the mask. I showed that to her. She said I was being hostile. Then she turned around and threatened me and said, well, you don't have to work here because you're spreading the virus. I said, are you a doctor? And I was recording this. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, you signed it. They make you sign a piece of paper that says you agree to wear the mask. I signed mine with under duress, pre-existing health condition. Then they got another page. People need to be aware of this. Everyone needs to be screaming at the top of the roofs. Our rights are being violated. Due process. Our health.
That's right. And that is the key way it's being done, Tracy, is through the corporations. The corporations who are denying our ability to travel, our ability to shop, and our ability to work. And they have put in more restrictions. These corporations have put in more restrictions in many cases than the government has, as you pointed out there in Oklahoma.
Yes. And I'm from Oklahoma. I live in Oklahoma, but I travel into Kansas. I live on the border of Oklahoma, Kansas. I traveled to Kansas to get a job because I got denied work in Oklahoma because I wouldn't wear the mask. Because it does no good.
Yeah, absolutely.
This lady said, you will wear the mask or you will not work here. I said, is that a threat? She goes, you can take it any way you want. I've got a degree in psychology and you're being very hostile. I said, the only person being hostile here is you. I've told you.
Yeah, let me tell you what, this is all a psychological novel that they're pushing on everybody. She's got a degree in psychology and these other people do as well. One of the things that I'm interested in, and I wonder how this would work with you. You know, there's a lot of crochet masks, you know, big gaping holes in them. And of course you can get them with different densities and so forth. I mean, you know, we have to eat, we have to have jobs, we have to find some way that we can work, within this system while we set up other systems for us to work, parallel to this or an underground economy, if we cannot push this back at the grassroots level and get some local sanity in at the government level, get sheriffs who are going to stand up for this and government officials who are going to shut down these orders. But, you know, what if you wore a mask that's a crochet mask and then say, well, I'm wearing a mask. There's nothing in your document here that defines what a mask is, what the density has to be of the mask.
She doesn't care what kind of mask it is, as long as I have a face covering. I say I can't wear nothing over my face. My psoriasis, that's why my face is all swollen and broke out because of this. All the bacteria is hitting it.
That's right. That's what's happening. Yeah.
And she told me, she goes, well, what's your medical condition? I said, that's a violation of ADA right there. You can't ask me that. She goes, I can ask you. I said, no, you can't. She goes, well, you can leave. You're being hostile.
Well,
you can walk out and leave, and you can't come back until you have a doctor's note. I will. If I can find an attorney, I will. I don't know of any attorneys. I don't have hardly any money. I just started this job.
Yeah.
When I went into my interview, I didn't wear a mask. They didn't force me to wear one.
Yeah. And as you're pointing out, a lot of people are getting essentially a face diaper rash because these things are like a diaper. They are a face diaper, and it keeps a lot of bacteria up to your face. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a very unsanitary thing. It doesn't really help. As a matter of fact, we've had a couple of studies that show that these masks, if they are effective, more effective, I should say, in terms of restricting airflow, an N95 mask, and even that is not effective for these virus particles, but they can create jets around the side because they're not sealed. And, they
Correct.
Can make the particles go even farther. And if you've got the garbage cloth masks, they actually break up the particles so that they do travel farther and they stay in the air longer. And so these masks are exacerbating the problem both for, you know, the general public and for the individual who's wearing them.
She accused me of being a spreader. You, it's people like you who spread. I say, are you a doctor other than psychology?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I said, well, then you can't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't come back and work here. It's our rule. Also, they, on that pre-employment agreement, they got a deal and they're talking about how you have to submit to a test if they require one and any other research they can have you do. And I didn't sign it and said, I do not agree to this. I wrote that on there. I do not agree to this because that means they can make you take a vaccine next.
Yeah, that's right. That's why she is singling you out, I think, more than anything. This is the real key of this. You know, we can talk about putting in amendments at and laws at the local level, amendments to state constitutions. It's pretty much impossible to amend the federal constitution, but certainly, you know, we could try to push that just to get that information out there. But the real place where this is going to come, it's being pushed by the globalists, even by the governments. They're pushing it through the corporations, through the businesses. And so we have to have some legislation, ultimately, I think, that is going to stop discrimination of people and the manipulation of people, you know, forcing people to give up their informed consent and discriminating against people based on their medical circumstances. We have to have something to stop corporations from doing this because every aspect now of control is being forced on us by corporations. This is not the first place this has happened, of course. The first place this has happened has been with free speech in the public square. This was turned over. They created the giant corporations that were going to be in control of the internet with the venture capital, let these people, venture capital firms, CIA's Incutel and many others, made sure that they lavishly funded these internet companies and social media companies for decades. They could run, they could offer their services for free. They had all the money they could get from Wall Street, from the venture capital firms. And after they got a monopoly, now they have decided, because it's now their private space, who gets to speak and who doesn't. And that's exactly the same principle that we're seeing now with these, what will be mandated vaccines, if you want to be able to travel or to work or to shop or to do anything. And we all have to stop this. This is going to be affecting all of us. This is another reason, by the way, why they're keeping this lockdown going so long. They want to destroy all businesses that are in competition to the big corporations. Once the big corporations have a monopoly, the big corporations will be forcing the rules, and the government will sit back and say, there's nothing I can do about it, because they're private corporations and they can make their own policies and they can force you to take a vaccine if you want to shop, travel, or work. And that's exactly what's going on. Thank you, Tracy. I've got a lot of other people here as well. Maureen in Texas, thank you for holding. Go ahead, Maureen.
Good morning, Mr. Knight. So happy to hear from you. First time call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that Tracy, the caller from Oklahoma, he is in the right. The woman giving him a hard time, basically harassing him and demeaning him, she's the one that's apathetic. Her claim of psychology is bogus, and she's quite ignorant when it comes to our constitutional amendments. And getting to our governor right here in Texas, I'm surprised he's a lawyer. He ought to know that the 14th Amendment is being violated big time, and I don't understand why he is not making more progress, just because he's opening up restaurants and whatnot for 75% capacity.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Just not enough. That's
no,
not enough.
No. As I said, there's no difference between him and Cuomo. It's just a matter of degrees. They've both established a principle that they can decide which businesses are essential and which ones are not, and to what degree you can open up. He doesn't have that right. He knows he doesn't have that right as a lawyer, which tells you that he is a corrupt thief and a crook. Because this guy has funded $300 million he gave to a contact tracing company, MTX. Because, why? This is basically an empty office. We got to take a break. Hang on. I'll be right back to get to what you want to talk about. Before we go to break, folks, I just want to remind you about our emergency election sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 60% off plus free shipping. Many items, DNA Force, 50% off, free shipping, all shirts available for $17.76, free shipping. The 8-pack Power Stack, Survival Shield X2, Nason Iodine, 60% off, plus free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil, Prostaguard, many other items, back in stock and on sale, InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 60% off, plus free shipping. We'll be right back.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through, and InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost. focus and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to callers. We had to go to commercial break. Marine in Texas, we had gone to you, and basically we're talking about the previous caller, Tracy, who was in a very difficult situation, being singled out by human resources because I think the mask issue is just what she's having to, making this an issue of it. I think the real issue is the fact that he refused to sign the statement saying that they could dictate things like vaccines to them as a condition of employment. But Maureen, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
Well, no. I noticed you mentioned the lawyers will be coming on, and I'm curious to hear what they have to say.
I don't have any lawyers scheduled. I hope some lawyers call in, but we really do need to have some who are going to call in. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and my thought is this, we really need more people to realize what needs to be secured is our constitutional amendments. This whole idea of, government is responsible for our safety. No, actually, they're responsible to secure our rights.
That's right. That's right. That's what America is based on. Yeah. And if you are going to be, and this is why for the last 20 years, they've been conditioning Americans for this. They did it with a big event that scared everybody with 9/11. We're going to trade our liberty now for safety. And we've been making that exchange with the Patriot Act and all these other things for now for 20 years. But this was always, always a part of it. It was part and parcel with the Patriot Act. But this was the bigger issue. And this was basically hidden from public view, the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act that was shipped out as model legislation to the various states because they didn't want to have any challenges based on the 10th Amendment. And we see all this stuff. This is guidelines and recommendations. This isn't a law from Trump or Fauci. This is just guidelines and recommendations. But everybody quotes it as, well, we're following the guidelines and recommendations, blah, 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 of Fauci and CDC, NIH, and so forth. This was what it was intended to do. It's very, very subversive, and we need to expose this. And I think one of the ways that we do this, now, thank you, Maureen. I want to go to Gerald in North Carolina next, but let me just say this. I think the way that we do this and we create a discussion, whether or not we're able to pass any laws, whether or not we're able to amend the Constitution, I think what we have to do is we have to lay out for people, first of all, what they are doing to us. And this is why I wrote back in May. You know, we need to come up with some kind of a statement, constitutional amendment, a law that's going to say something to the effect that the natural right of each person to decide what food, drug, or medical treatment is appropriate for personal use shall not be limited, infringed, or denied by any law or any government official acting under color of law. And we need to add to that. Or any private entity discriminating against customers or employees based on their health care choices. We need to somehow, and that's, we need to think about how we're going to word this, but we have to understand that's how this is going to be done. It's going to be done by pressure, by inference. It's going to be done through the corporations, through the businesses. And then the other side of this, neither shall any food, drug, or medical treatment be forced upon any person without their consent. And as a condition of employment or travel or services. We need to put that in. We need to get people to understand how this is going. A lot of people just don't think this is going to happen, even though it's already happening. A lot of people think the Republicans are going to save you. A lot of people think Trump is going to save you. Where have they been for 190 days? If they haven't done anything for 190 days before an election, do you think that they would want to Have you happy with what they do? Do you think that if they're going to do anything, they would do it before the election so that maybe you would be happy enough that you would vote for them? So this is the reason why I will not support these people, because they have sat on their behinds and done nothing for 190 days. They're not worthy to get another shot at this. They have already committed treason against the Constitution. I will not vote for somebody who has committed treason against the Constitution, who has lied to my face. We'll be right back.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking callers about what we can do. People are giving examples of what has happened to their lives, how corporations are enforcing this. This is the tip of the spear. This gives the government plausible deniability. This is why we've had the legislature, especially the federal legislature, turn this stuff over to the bureaucracy, because then they can pretend they don't have anything to do with it. You know, when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we're going to sign Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. She was not being ditzy. She was actually telling you the truth for once, and people didn't realize it. Because what they do is they create agencies and they create vast new programs, and then they turn it over to these bureaucrats, permanently entrenched bureaucrats, to write the laws. They call them rules. And because they call them rules, they maintain that you don't have any due process. That's what they do with civil asset forfeiture under the war on drugs. Well, you violated a civil rule, and so you don't get due process. We don't even have to charge you with anything, let alone convict you of something. We can just take your property, and we'll call that forfeiture. So it's civil. It's not criminal, and you have no due process or rights, and then we can just steal it from you and call it forfeiture. And that's what they're doing right now. This is a civil forfeiture of all of our liberties, a civil forfeiture of our businesses. We haven't done anything wrong. They haven't even proven that we're sick. They haven't even proven there's a pandemic, and we know there isn't a pandemic. This is civil forfeiture of our entire economy, civil forfeiture of the Constitution. These are the principles that these people set in. This, they understand how to get around the law. And this is what you see from lawyers all the time. Prevaricating around the bush. Their lies and their prevarications. Well, you know, technically what the law says, blah, blah, blah. So they write the laws, rules. Oh, so they're not laws. They write the rules so that you have no due process. Then they have their own bureaucrats who go around and accuse you of this stuff. And then they take you into a special court, usually run by the bureaucracy, to determine whether or not you violated their rules, if they give you any hearing at all. But typically, they just take your stuff. And now what they're doing is they're using the bureaucracy of the health department to say, well, you know, just because you might spread this stuff, we're going to take away your business. Let's go to Gerald in North Carolina. Thank you for holding, Gerald. Go ahead.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
You know, I think one of the biggest things you're doing it as far as the radio talk people. Instead of making excuses for Trump, hold his feet to the fire. Because if this was happening under any Hillary Clinton, we would be going crazy.
Absolutely.
And
Yeah, we know that if anything like this had been tried by Obama or Hillary, the talk, conservative talk hosts would be on fire to stop this. And yet we're talking about everything other than this. We can find everything. We can talk about the Supreme Court because we don't want to criticize Trump.
Right. And you know, the buck doesn't stop on his desk, and he's part of just pushing it around. Everybody's making excuses for him all the time. Something could have been done about this. I think he could be a Judas goat. You know how Clinton got NAFTA in?
Yeah,
because
that's right.
The unions wouldn't go along with it. Now we got him. This universal basic income the Democrats were talking about during the debates, he's going to implement because all our businesses are gone.
That's right.
He's going
right.
to be doing
it. If you want to screw over the workers, you put a Democrat in there because they won't believe that it's a screw job. And if you want to do what Trump is doing, you put somebody like Trump in, and everybody will say, he's got a plan. You know, trust the plan. No.
Right.
No,
and
trust the Constitution. What you see.
And everybody makes excuses for him, and that's how they make their living as radio talk show hosts. And the shots that he is and having the military make is, gosh, I can't believe it. There's no excuse for it. Because it's dangerous, and guess what? They're not making them for nothing. They're going to be using them.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, it's just scary. What's happened to our country so quickly has scared it. Just, I'm an adult man, and this frightens me.
Well, you know, whenever, and I've said this from the very beginning, when Trump would do something that I didn't agree with, I said, if you support Trump, it is incumbent upon you more so than ever. You know that if Obama does something that you don't like, he's not going to listen to you. But if Trump's supporters would speak up and say something about it instead of being gaslighted by QAnon, then maybe he would do something about it. Because, you know, there's one thing about the politicians. They do stick their fingers under the wind to see which way the wind's blowing. But if you're not blowing any wind their way, or the analogy that I had was you're sitting in a boat and you got, you know, canoe. And the people on the left are rowing as hard as they can to turn this boat around. And even if Trump was in the back trying to steer it in the right direction, he couldn't do it if everybody on the left is rowing and nobody on the right is doing anything. And that's the problem we have. You know, when he puts out this garbage nonsense about take the guns and do the due process later, oh, the left, all these Democrats in Virginia and everywhere else, oh, well, yeah, we'll do red flag gun laws. And then the QAnon people are saying, trust the plan. He knows what he's doing. Look, see, he came back and said, well, I think my comment was taken out. No, it wasn't. He's setting up this stuff. He's setting us up. He's had 190 days to do something. He hasn't done it. He's done nothing except to fund a vaccine, to fund a eugenics vaccine.
When he first got in there, they asked him about Hillary and Bill, what he's going to do about him. He says, well, they're good people. They suffered enough. I mean, God, that right there should have told you where we were going.
Yeah.
You know,
he wishes Ghislaine Maxwell well as well.
Yeah.
We'll have to see who's on the logs of these Epstein flights. You know, it's interesting because we've had the attorney general, in Puerto Rico or somewhere that they flew to is going to release the logs. Why didn't that happen by the CIA attorney general we have, Barr? Why didn't he do that? You know, it's just like a Sherlock Holmes novel. The dog that didn't bark tells you everything, doesn't it? Who is he covering up? Who is Barr covering up for that he doesn't want to release this stuff?
Barr's not going to do anything.
No.
Absolutely nothing. Zero.
No, he's an old CIA man with George H.W. Bush. You know, he and Bush rebuilt the CIA after the damage that was done during the hearings, the Church and the Pike hearings, showing their crimes. He was the right-hand man of George H.W. Bush in rebuilding the CIA. Well, I agree with you, Gerald.
Okay.
Thanks. I've got other callers on the line. Was there anything else you wanted to say before we go?
Yeah. No, I just thanks a lot, and more radio hosts should stop making excuses for Trump.
All right. Thank you, Gerald. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Thank you for holding, Johnny. Go ahead.
David?
Hello?
David, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, gotcha.
Could you tell me how many minutes I have? Because I'll custom tailor my presentation to the available time. I have four major points and four minor points. I don't know how many I can get to. How many minutes do I have?
Go ahead. We're going to have to take a break in about 2 minutes, but I'll hold you over.
Okay, thanks a lot. It's been a while. first thing is, I don't think that we, the InfoWarriors, should be too afraid of a civil war because, as I said repeatedly, actually on other shows on InfoWars, but not yours, with the USAS, ex-USAS, Armed Services, that is, federal, state, county, and local law enforcement, ex-USLE, constitutionalists, patriots, survivalists, country folks, hunters, gun lovers, bikers, etc., on one side, and alphabetically from A to H, Antifa, BLM, COVIDiots, demonic rats, environmentards, freaks, global warming dupes, hoplophobes, etc., on the other side, a second U.S. civil war in the foreseeable future figures to last for literally less than an hour, just like the police in Chaz Chop in Portland. Two, RBG in July 2016, talking about confirming Merrick Garland, Obama's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, after they very evidently murdered Antonin Scalia. And that's pretty significant. That makes this different than that. Nobody's claiming Ruth Bader Ginsburg was murdered. That's their job. Yeah. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the president stops being president in his last year. Not only is that hypocrisy, it shows what, contrary to all the eulogies of her, are saying, she had a very weak legal mind, because what she should say is there's nothing in the Constitution that says that the Senate Majority Leader and the Senate stopped doing their job in the last year. It was not the president's decision. The president did what he could do, and it was up to the Senate.
You're absolutely right. Hang on, Johnny. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Johnny in Denmark and other callers. If you want to join the program, it's 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244.
There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination, or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things? Not for us, but for them. Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested, or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover, because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said,
nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Callers, and we're talking to Johnny in Denmark. He had a couple of comments to make about Civil War, also about the Supreme Court. You had two more points to make. Johnny, go ahead. I'll turn it back over to you and let you finish up. Go ahead.
Great. And now, as far as solutions are concerned, some text, it's not legally necessary, strictly speaking, but just to remind people of, you know, what's at stake here and how to solve the problem is, and I was going to call in yesterday, but you don't have time for calls, so I'll do it for now. As obviously, unequivocally, logically implied by the U.S. Declaration of Independence and Constitution, the unalienably, divinely endowed rights of all people undetained and unimprisoned for minimally one violent crime, two, among other things, life, liberty, including all rights specified in the U.S. Constitution's first 10 amendments, and the pursuit of happiness shall never be even infringed. And the wording there is very deliberate from the brilliant Second Amendment. Also, as a general principle for approaching this, I think I came up with an acronym, because that seems to be a very effective cognitive vehicle and communication vehicle these days. PURE, panoramic, ubiquitous, relentless, and enlightened. But that was before I made that acronym before RBG died. So the R could be relentless / ruthless. panoramic. I expose myself to many sources of information, not the least of which is InfoWars 1-4, now literally daily shows totaling minimally 66 hours a week, plus special souls, two websites, and even more website names. I won't elaborate more on that. In my case, and I still encourage the X-22 report, which is, I think, there are all sorts of, you know, levels of interpretation of Q, et cetera. I think this is a good one. NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport's great site. I see John Rappaport.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's been right from the very beginning. He's been right actually before this all began.
Yes, and I see him as one of the five best, at least publicly available sources on it. He, Sherry Tinpenny, Andrew Kaufman, Rashid Buttar, and David Icke. And three of them have been on InfoWars, some of them very extensively. And I could have added Dr. Shiva to the list, but he did something where he really shot himself in the foot. He and Buttar could have showed up and had a productive conversation, but you know, it just goes to prove that no one can be good at everything. So anyway, that's the panoramic part. Ubiquitous. All levels of all five of the republic to state: government, business, consumers, mainstream media, and alternative media. And in government, all branches and levels. And it's not either or, like, don't depend on Washington. Yeah, do depend on don't depend on them, but, you know, have preferences, you know, for who's in Washington and the like. But, you know, act locally, too. Act locally and, I don't know, vote globally or whatever. Businesses and consumers, patronization.
Yeah, you know, let me interject here a second. You know, when you talk about that, for the longest time, we've had the left say, think globally, act locally. We had Tip O'Neill say, all politics is local. We need to understand that as conservatives. And we need to, as Geo Griffin said, we need to act collectively for individual liberty. And we need to understand that has to be done locally. The left understands that. That's why they have been so successful. They understand that they get us focused on the national and on the international. And we need to understand what's going on internationally and nationally. And we need to understand what the plan is. And we need to understand what the novel narrative is. But we need to fix this at the local level. And I think that has never been more clear than with this 190 days of undeclared martial law that we've seen being enforced at the state level, at the national level. We've got to do this at the local level. I think the solution, the only solution that's going to happen is going to be from the ground up, from we the people. And we have a lot of power under the Constitution that we're not using. The 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment point out that anything that hasn't been explicitly given to the federal government is retained by the states and by the people. The people are not using their power. Go ahead, finish up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would agree to the extent that I would just add the word we're not acting locally enough. I don't think it's a bad thing to, you know, to vote globally, but we have to start. I think the two are complementary, and that's what I meant by a panoramic approach. And then there's the mainstream and alternative media, kind of self-explanatory and enlightened, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and socially. And remember that, you know, on the one hand, you know, we don't want to take too much. On the other hand, you know, we don't want to, you know, become monsters when we hunt monsters and retain our moral high ground.
That's right. Yeah. And that's one of the things you started with the Civil War. Your last comment is we don't want to become the monsters that we fight. You know, we look at the Civil War and we look at, as you point out, you know, we got a lot of gun owners. We're going to be facing a lot of snowflakes on the left and so forth. But would also, I think, possibly be against some people in the military industrial complex. It's not really clear to me exactly what's going to happen with that. If we had a situation where the grassroots military did come after the citizens, and this was war-gamed by the U.S. Army War College, and I think we cannot discount the fact that we've had a lot of people who have been trained for a very long time to see conservatives, and we got a lot of liberal people who are in the military, who are in the military-industrial complex. We got a lot of globalists who are there, and they've been trained. We had, if we go back to 2012, you had the U.S. Army War College had the war games where they had Darlington, South Carolina. They said, look, you got a bunch of these rednecks here, and they're pushing back against they want to declare their independence. They didn't say why they wanted independence. Now we got a lot of reasons why we would want to have independence from the federal government. But they were telling everybody in the war game scenario, they said, Darlington, South Carolina declared their independence, and they've got assistance from Russia. Now, this is long before they started all this Russia narrative coming out of the establishment. The CIA and the FBI and so forth. So they've been planning this for a very long time. They've been training people in the government to expect and to see this for a very long time. And a worst case scenario would be a civil war that would be a protracted situation. It's not one that the government is going to win. I've said this many times. They have lost our military, even though we have the biggest, best funded military the world has ever seen. They have never been able to win an asymmetric war. And even if they come after the American people, they will not win an asymmetric war here in America, but it'll be devastating for both sides. It'll be a murder-suicide situation like we've never seen before. It is mutual. The Second Amendment, and I've said this for 30 years, when I was involved in politics, I would have reporters say, well, you think that the Second Amendment is going to be a check to government power? Because I never said the Second Amendment was about hunting. I never said it was even about personal defense. It's about keeping the government in line. And they would challenge me on that. And I said, well, you maybe don't understand what happened in the Warsaw Ghetto, with the Panzer divisions. But I said the purpose of the Second Amendment as a check on government power is one of mutually assured destruction. The same reason that we armed with nuclear weapons. Nobody wanted to have a nuclear war. Even the Soviet Union did not want to have a nuclear war because nobody wins in any kind of war, but especially in something like that. But let me tell you something. If we have a civil war here, it will be a nuclear war. It will be mutually assured destruction. And that's why we don't want to have that. We want to make sure that we are going to stand up peacefully and in numbers. We have to do this in numbers. This is why this is an educational exercise right now. We have to build a consensus against the propaganda and the lies and the psychological manipulation of the establishment press. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember,
The enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. Real power comes from the grassroots, and real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalists. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Sheriff Mack joining us in the next hour. So for about the next 45 minutes, we're going to be taking phone calls. If you want to join the program, that number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we got a couple of callers who are queued up here. Before I go back to you guys, I know you've been holding here, but we had the previous caller, Johnny in Denmark, talking about just mentioned Scalia. And I thought, you know, it's kind of funny. We just had the CDC come out. We got a couple of articles at InfoWars.com. CDC came out. You know, they added breathing to the way the coronavirus spreads. And if our whole lives have to be centered around the stopping the spread of coronavirus, we can't have a single case. Remember, we had Fauci tell us that. And he makes all the rules for us now. And he said this many months ago. It's going to continue the way I've got a single case here. Well, let me tell you what. They don't have a case for continuing this lockdown. What they have is a novel. Nevertheless, we have breathing now being added by the CDC. And then we have this article also from InfoWars at Kelly McBreen. UK COVID CPR procedure. Place a towel or clothing over the nose or mouth because, you know, it's more important. And of course, you know, you're not going to get that on the other side of some kind of a cloth, right? The virus and the bacteria and all this other kind of stuff, that can't pass through the cloth. Well, it can unless the cloth is something that isn't going to pass air either. This is coming from the so-called Resuscitation Council of the UK. They have a bureaucracy for everything. They set the standards for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. And they're telling British citizens to cover the face and the nose of an unresponsive person before they perform CPR on them. So you got somebody there who's having difficulty breathing or they're having a heart attack. So the first thing the government tells you to do is to put a cloth over their face to make it more difficult for them to breathe. And this is beyond the absurdity of duck and cover. This is cover and resuscitate, right? let me show you really where this is going. We should call this, I think, let's just play the clip, video clip number 6. This is actually our video. We put together how the procedure really will work. Go ahead and roll it. There you go. First, you remove the oxygen in the patient's nose. Then you take the pillow and you firmly apply it until the patient is no longer feeling any distress or anything else. I think we should call this the Scalia procedure. You know, we had the Heimlich maneuver. We can call this the Scalia maneuver. The operation was successful, but the patient died. Okay, let's go back to our callers. Jerome in New York, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I found a country you could go to that there's no lockdown. Everything's open. The schools are open. The universities are open. The bullet trains run. The high-speed rail runs. The airports are open. Everything's like it normally is. No mask required, but there is it's not a quarantine, but it's like 2 weeks you have to stay in a hotel, a government run hotel when you arrive, go through customs and immigration. You have to go to this hotel that the government runs and the 2 weeks, of course, you have to pay for it. And what they do is not every day, but periodically they test you for COVID and they come around and test if you have a fever or not. You have to buy all your food, of course, and all that, but it's mainland China. I'm not joking. I have family and friends. They live in Qingdao. That's up on the Yellow Sea. I don't know. You're familiar with mainland China. And my nephew works at the stock exchange down in Shanghai. No mask required. Everything's open over there. Everything's good. If y'all want to go on vacation, there you go. Tickets are a little bit pricey, though, right now. The airline tickets are kind of pricey. But
you may not be able to get out. I mean, I had somebody send us, and we actually put it out for solutions from people. He eventually had to have his family get him out, but he kept having flights were canceled. He couldn't get out of China. He was there and they locked it down and his family wound up paying like $4,000 to get him out of there. I was trying to say, hey, you know, maybe, you know, if you can get on a train, but they locked down the trains at that time. That was about a month and a half ago. When you're talking about, you know, you have to stay in a government hotel. I remember when that happened in Australia, one of the first reports that we got out of Australia as they started locking things down according to the Chinese plan. We pick one tyranny item from column A, another tyranny item from column B. And then you just smother the people with it. But the first thing that they did when they said, well, we're going to open this up a little bit. They had a lady who was in her 60s and she wanted to get back home. Her house was very close to the airport. She was the only passenger on the plane. And they said, well, you know, you can come back. You'll just have to quarantine for 14 days. And she said, okay, I'll do that. When the plane lands and she gets off, she's met by an army of police officers and they whisk her off to a government hotel. And she said, well, wait a minute. My house is right here. Won't you let me? No, no, you're going to have to quarantine in the government hotel. As you point out, this is China rules. And, she wound up having to pay for, 2 weeks. It was a pretty heavy, amount. She had to pay for 14 days, $200 a day. She says, I don't have $2,800. I'm on a pension. And, but she was going to have to pay for it at the hotel, the government hotel. They weren't going to let her go to her house to do there. And now things have gotten much worse in the state of Victoria in Australia, the state that has taken $1 trillion from the Chinese. And not only have they taken the money, but they have the Belt and Road Initiative. See, the belt is what they use on you. And it is a road to tyranny. And what they are doing there in China, that one state that has taken $1 trillion from the Chinese, they're implementing all of these actions. As a matter of fact, I've had people in Australia say, look at the uniforms that we have, the new riot uniforms, the new militarized police uniforms that we have in Australia. They said, these look exactly like the Chinese uniforms. I wonder if they're buying them from China with $1 trillion that China gave them. So that's the way this thing works. And they said, we used to have uniforms that looked like the UK, and now they've changed them over. And they used to have something that looked like Western civilization. Now they have something that looks like gangland China, because that's really what the Chinese are. It's a gang. So yeah, it's kind of interesting how this whole thing is coming around and how it is a novel that has been sold to us by the Chinese, isn't it?
Yeah. One last thing I want to tell you, you know, I thought about going and we're going to go next fall or next spring, but, if you were happen to go over there and you happen to get the COVID, God knows where they're going to do to you. You know, you don't know.
That was
one of the things that I thought about. Oh, wow. What would go on with that? No telling. It's risky. It's risky, man. Okay.
It is. Thank you. Yeah. Because, you know, this, to get a positive swab is what we're talking about. And, you really are playing Russian roulette. But you're going to get the gangland China treatment. Let's go to Nick in Miami. Thanks for holding, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me on the show. I wanted to talk about solutions for everyday citizens who want to put forth a lawsuit. I think that's the most effective way. And you in fact mentioned an article, I believe it was yesterday, that talks about how Moderna never filed a patent and disclosed that the federal government or the government was funding the patent. Therefore, we're invested in the patent itself.
Yes.
Basically, I think we can sue the government or sue Moderna for sowing public distrust during a pandemic, essentially using the tactics they use on us against them, and seizing the title, like you mentioned, for the patent, removing all funding and potential for profits. That is like a blow, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, there may be a move to do that as we speak. I've gotten some hints that some people may be doing that as a class action suit. That would be one way to incentivize that for some enterprising lawyers who want to make some money and defend freedom at the same time and shut down some corruption and criminality. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It is now confirmed. Every organization affiliated with President Trump and his campaign is being attacked out of communist China in the biggest coordinated cyber attacks the planet has ever seen. Joe Biden has openly said China should run every facet of our lives. The Speaker of the House, Pelosi, has said that China wants Joe Biden. InfoWars is under dozens of different types of cyber attack a day. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and they're not even hiding that it's coming directly out of communist China. America is fighting for its life. Everyone that votes for Joe Biden is a stooge of communist China and an idiot trying to destroy not just their future, but our future. But no matter what happens in this election, the awakening and the chain reaction has begun and cannot be reversed!
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're taking calls if anybody's got any ideas of how we can organize to stand up against this. Yeah, we can stand up individually. But I'll just remind you of what Benjamin Franklin said about this. He said, we'll hang together or we will hang separately. If we do not hang together, folks, they are hanging us separately. And so we have to come up with a way that we can act collectively for individual liberty. And if you got any ideas, I want you to call in. We were taking calls for another two segments here. 888-201-2244. I'm going to go back to our callers here in just a second. But before I do, I want to play this report for you that came up. You can find it on YouTube, Ice Age Farmer, talking about how food is now running out in Australia. There's no shortage of lockdown tyranny. There's no shortage of military uniforms. As a matter of fact, they got $1 trillion from the Chinese, and they're going full gangland China on these people. But take a look at this report. Video clip number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, stunning scenes from the Queen Victoria Markets in Melbourne, where police were sent in, according to the report, to deal with one or two coronavirus protesters, but then summarily proceeded to push everyone out of the market. These are scenes literally from dystopic movies like Soylent Green, where the scoops were sent in to push people away as they were trying just to get food for their families. What is going on in Australia?
Look at this. This is amazing. They come in with their riot gear, fully armored. This is a country, by the way, where they confiscated the guns from everybody and ran over them with steamrollers. And now these people are getting steamrolled by militarized police. And as they're coming in here, beating people. Look at this. This is people with masks. People wearing masks trying to buy food. And you got the military there. Militarized police. And look at this. You've got one cop there in the back, one woman, holding a camera, taking pictures of what the thugs in the front in uniform are doing to people.
This is not the only example. There are other farmers' markets where police were sent in and patrolling, and people were pretty alarmed by this, not understanding why a police presence is suddenly required at a neighborhood farmers' market. And there were no protesters there. Why are police suddenly being sent and using force at places where food is available in Australia? I would suggest that it has something to do with this report and many like it. Warning, Australia is running out of rice and may be completely out by Christmas. And furthermore, they're shutting down the beef industry right now at the same time. Australia is a bellwether for the rest of the world as we watch our crops devastated by the grand solar minimum and exacerbated by a deliberate destruction of our food supply.
That's right. That's Ice Age Farmer putting together that report. The article he's talking about there, Daily Mail. Australia could run out of rice by the end of the year due to COVID-19 stockpiling. They'll be forced to rely on imported rice next year due to a shortage. I wonder if you lock down the country and you shut down and you create shortages, you disrupt the supply because, you know, most modern economies now operate on a just-in-time delivery service. If you do all of that and you cripple your infrastructure and your ability to grow your own food, and you have to import rice. Now, I wonder where you would import rice from if you were Dan Andrews, the Chinese puppet in charge of Victoria and Melbourne. Let's see. Could you take that $1 trillion and you could buy all kinds of crowd control and militarized police weapons and uniforms from, I don't know, China. They've got a lot of that stuff. All kinds of surveillance stuff from China. You could probably buy rice from China, couldn't you? Uh-huh. Yeah, how's that work out for you? And you know how they're going to shut down this stuff here in America? We've already seen it. And I've said it before. We have a consolidation of pretty much everything in this country, but especially meat production has been consolidated into a few giant factories. We had already, at the beginning of this insanity, we had pork shortages. We had meat shortages. We had chicken shortage. Why? Because we had just a few giant food processing places, and they decided that they would go in and do a coronavirus swab. And if they find any positive coronavirus swabs, even if the people are not sick, oh, we're going to have to shut down the whole factory. Sorry. No food for any of the rest of you. This is why, folks, you need to pay attention. And you need to provide right now for this. As I've said before, we need to start making connections. I said, find out where your farmers' markets are. You know, go there. They probably are a lot more relaxed about masks. Well, you see what's happening now in Australia, attacking the farmers' markets. I said, you also need to find out in your area people who are make direct contact with the farmers themselves, because this is the next thing they're going to do. They're going to come after the farmers' market. They're going to say, you can't go shopping if you don't have your vaccine certificate. You know, now it's just the mask, but you're going to have your vaccine certificate. Well, go to a farmer's market. Oh, we're going to do a police raid on farmer's markets. Because, you know, you people are just a bunch of diseased, commoners out here. That's what they're going to do. So make connections with farmers, make connections with each other, start to learn how to grow your own food. You better have a backup idea as well. We still have available on short supply InfoWars storable food. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have, I'll just mention real quickly before we go back to our callers, 30 to 60% off. We got a total blowout, the emergency election sell. Everything must go. Let me tell you, the election is now, what is it, 41? Got a counter here, 41 days or something. It's not going to be an election. It's going to be a revolution one way or the other, or a civil war. neither side is going to accept this. And if the left loses, they're going to definitely be rioting in the streets. And we look at what is happening and what has been allowed to happen for 190 days. And, you know, if we're out another, 41 days, oh, yeah, 131 days, it'll be a lockdown. And I don't see them taking the knee off of our throat anytime soon after that. So make sure you've got stock on this stuff right now before they lock down and screw up the supply chain again. And we've got DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. We have the 8-pack Power Stack Survival Shield X2, 60% off plus free shipping. We have the Heart and Body Combo, that's VasoBeat, Extendawise, 50% off plus free shipping. We have Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock, free shipping and on discount. But take a look at some of the other stuff as well. I mean, we got vitamin D, which you really, it's very, very, very important to maintain your the health of your immune system. And our Winter Sun Plus also has vitamin K. Vitamin K does two things in combination with vitamin D. It helps your body to assimilate the vitamin D, and it also keeps the vitamin D from calcifying in your body. And that's very important. And that's what we have in our Winter Sun Plus. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You better prepare for what's coming up, and you can see what's coming up in Australia. Okay, let's go back to our callers. We have, I think, James in Michigan. Yes, let's go to James in Michigan. Thank you for holding, James. Go ahead.
Hello, David. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring to everyone's attention a solution that seems to be the current fix here in Michigan. There was a gentleman that had put together a petition, and if you live in Michigan and you haven't signed it yet, unlockmichigan.com. We have well over 400,000 signatures, and there's another bit they want to go to put in for 500,000. Now, I believe 350,000 signatures was the required amount to turn in. But the interesting part about this is, even though the naysayers are suggesting that, well, even if you get these turned in and it's accepted, it won't be made available on ballot for the public to vote until 2022. This is a petition that will take away the executive powers from the government, preferably good. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, the interesting part about this particular ballot, it was arranged in such a way with the language to which, once approved, it would give the Republican legislation, it's a GOP-controlled legislature in Michigan, they'd be able to repeal the 1945 law that gives the governor this Emergency Powers Act. There's some legalese in there, but it's definitely on the people's side. It had to be worded a certain way so that it would be approved in the election committee.
Now you're past the 350,000, but they're not going to put it on the ballot this election?
No, there was a particular deadline and the amount of time it's going to take to go through all the signatures. We knew that, so there were some workarounds. And
we got to take a break. I don't want to get the rest of this for everybody, and you need to do this in other states as well. UnlockMichigan.com. We're talking to James in Michigan. I want to find out more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. It's a short break. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
That's right. We've seen this before, haven't we? In 1776, after numerous entreaties, after governors who shut down legislatures, finally, people said, you know, any government that destroys our liberty needs to be altered or abolished. And so they abolished that government, and they set up a new government with the intention that the purpose of government here in America is to defend our liberties. End of story. Not to keep us safe. Not to mitigate the spread of disease. The purpose of government is to defend our liberties. And so we're talking to James in Michigan. James, you're talking about unlockmichigan.com. You got the 350,000 signatures. You did not make the deadline, according to them, because they're going to take their sweet time in order to validate the signatures. So they're taking up to 500,000, but they're not going to have that appear on the ballot. This initiative would repeal the law that gave the governor executive power to essentially lock down the country, as we've seen Whitmer do in Michigan. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Right. You know, at unlockmichigan.com, everyone can find out more. And if you live in Michigan, go ahead and sign that if you haven't already. The right person to get in touch with about this is the spokesman, Fred Wzolik, W-S-Z-O-L-E-K. The interesting part about this as well is the bill, the language in the petition is veto-proof. And what the GOP lawmakers are going to do is when it gets turned in and the election committee approves it, they're not going to wait till 2022 to, you know, put it on the ballot. They're going to use that same language and reference the people signing it. And I guess there's some other legal position that I don't fully understand right now that will allow the GOP-controlled legislature in Michigan to create that as a bill that the governor would not be able to veto. It's very interesting. And like I said, you should get in touch with the spokesman I mentioned earlier to be able to break it down a lot.
So as you understand states, it then, it won't show up as a referendum on the ballot. But with a massive, you know, 500,000 people signing on to this, you've got enough of a majority in the Republican legislature that they can push this through with popular support, because that's a very important thing to them. You know, when you look at a situation like this, if the people will stand up and contact the representatives, I've seen this time and time again when they've tried to shut down homeschooling, and you get vocal supporters of homeschooling grab these legislators by the phone and get their ear and tell them what's going on. And usually they pay attention, because most of the time people are so busy with their life that they don't do anything about this. But this is something that has shut down our life. I would just say this, that here in Texas, under a Republican governor, we have had And one lockdown extension after the other. And there was talk that they were going to bring back the Republican legislature into a special session because they only meet every other year. But, of course, the insiders and the Republican Party shut that thing down. In Idaho, you have a Republican governor plus a Republican legislature. Under Idaho law, the governor only has the power to do an executive order, which is what he did to lock down Idaho. He only has the power of an executive order for 90 days, at which point, if he wants an extension, he has to have the legislature. Well, the legislature wanted to meet. They didn't want to extend that. And so the governor told him, you can't meet. Now, this is something straight out of pre-1770. This is something straight out of 1775 when the governor dismisses the legislature. And then 60 days later, he brought them back with legislation that he had written. He had a couple of throwaway points in there about immunity for the governor and other people, which you're never going to get. You're never going to hold these people responsible for anything they do to damage you. But he made the central part of it was, he will give legal immunity to businesses who are sued for the spread of the disease if they follow all of his guidelines. And so that was a way to not give legal immunity to people, but to use the threat of lawsuits against people. And that was passed by the Republican legislature. We'll be right back.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at band.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Sheriff Mack of the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. We're going to talk about what his organization is doing, CPOA.org. But I'm taking calls from listeners who have ideas of what we can do to protect our freedom ourselves. And I just see that we got a caller from Australia, Grant in Australia. And, of course, they have been the tip of the Chinese spear. I want to find out what's going on in Australia. Thank you for calling, Grant. Let's give us an update as to what's happening in Australia.
Hello, David. Good to speak with you, mate.
Thank you. Thank you. Good on you.
I started listening to you guys just before this coronavirus started to happen. And, you know, I've started with buying some X2, which was really great. And I got the DNA Force Plus, which was amazing. So I do a lot of writing to the politicians, and particularly my local federal member. And I've sort of been bringing up the points that I've been learning from watching InfoWars with my local member, federal member.
Mm-hmm.
And he just basically just, he either doesn't really reply or he says, oh, that's an interesting observation. And I'm like, I'll reply with like, yeah, it is.
Let me ask you, are you in Victoria, the Melbourne area, the state of Victoria, or the Melbourne area?
No.
Where it's really bad?
No, I'm in rural New South Wales.
Okay. All right.
So
so you're not under the worst of it. Yeah.
No, we've got it pretty relatively good here. There's a few QR code scans happening.
Oh.
McDonald's in my town started making the kids who work there wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I go for a walk every morning, grab coffee, whatever. And I was like, you know, these kids are wearing masks and I can't see their faces. I like a smile with my coffee.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you, my daughter works for Chick-fil-A, and they've got her standing out in the sun in 110-degree weather wearing a mask during the – and I'm furious about that. She's invested in it. She doesn't want to change, and she makes her decisions about that, but I'm furious about that. So we got it worse than you do in that part of Australia, but it's pretty bad in Victoria. Go ahead.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, that's what I wrote to my – that's what I wrote to the Prime Minister today about that. I wrote to the Prime Minister about with the bushfires. He was like, oh, there's an appetite for deployment of military forces more readily in Australia. And I wrote to him saying, well, I don't have an appetite for that because deploying military forces against its people is not a good thing. That's what that's bad.
Yeah.
It's a real worry. That's you can't be doing that. There's a reason why it's difficult. And I got a letter back from Mr. Adrian D'Amico, a head defence legal at the Australian Government Department of Defence. And he basically says here, relating to the use of defence force in domestic emergency situations will be considered carefully to ensure that appropriate checks and balances are retained. So I wrote to the Prime Minister with a picture of that letter saying, the pandemic that hasn't killed anyone, you've got people in Victoria being held up by defence forces at checkpoints. I'm like, I don't see that as appropriate checks being maintained, So I haven't heard back from the Prime Minister about that one, but my local member, I speak to him, I've written him like 30 emails in the last 6 months, and basically he just supports the debt-based international fiat currencies. He says he has faith in that. He says he has faith in the UN. And then he sent me a letter saying that he supports Australian sovereignty. And so I said to him, I wrote him a letter, like it was just a generic email to his local constituents. And I wrote back saying that I find that to be patently false because supporting the UN like you do isn't supporting Australian sovereignty. And
Like you've got a lot of politicians who speak out of both sides of their mouth as well. If you support the UN, and clearly they do support the UN, they support the UN 2030 agenda because these are the aspects that they have rushed in on us with this novel coming out of China, and it is the Chinese approach, as you well know. I mean, everything that we saw it modeled for us in China, and it was China that was pushing that. They modeled it for everybody, and then they did a massive bot campaign on social media against the Italians to pressure them into copying what they did, and then they rolled that and said, see, China and Italy, now the rest of you need to do this, and they're all on the same board because, they're all taking their cues from the globalists, aren't they?
Yes, yes, and our government just instantly adapts any UN initiative instantly. There's not even – our constitution says there's supposed to be referendums about these things. Our constitution has been since there's like Paul Keating and Bob Hawke, they started to do some undermining and they started introducing acts trying to weaken the Constitution and circumvent the Constitution. So I've looked into a bit of that as well.
It's rolling around the globe, and this is an overthrow of all of our republics, our democracies, our constitutions around the world. It's part of a global plan. And these people are all in it. Well, good luck to you, Grant. Thank you for giving us an update from Australia. I want to get to Daniel in Texas. He's been holding for a long time. We're going to be going to Sheriff Mack in the next segment. Daniel in Texas, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, David. I just wanted to spit this out real quick. It's ArabSat-6A. It's 6G, 2G, two of the satellites out of three are already operational. And in one of the white papers, I read that it will enable AI to have mind-to-mind communications. This goes hand-in-hand with your DARPA, analysis and the mind-holing.
Yeah.
And that's one of my biggest fears. I wanted to talk about a solution. Of course, Elon Musk is the contractor. SpaceX and the Saudi Arabians have launched two of them. And I just wanted to talk about a solution in our country.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about it. Yeah, Elon Musk is also saying we need to completely eradicate the combustion, internal combustion engine. Because, you know, that's his competition. And it's not enough for him to get massive government subsidies to survive. He needs the government to also shut down his competition. This is a model that we see from the technocracy. This is a model we see in politics. They shut down one voice, one narrative, while they get subsidies from the government for the other. But go ahead. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Exactly. Okay. So the question everybody needs to ask themselves is, are we going to wait until they knock on our doors with a blood draw or our neighbor's door with a vaccine forced? So my solution to that, which is peaceful, is we could all go and descend upon the White House with our tent cot and, you know, a sleeping bag and, of course, our storable food, sit outside, demand, not only protect the president, but demand it. I just wanted to see if that was a, like, sensible solution to you or...
Well, I think we ought to try everything. Look, I don't want to pour cold water on what they're doing in Michigan. I think we need to try that. It might work in
that
jurisdiction. You know, we've got to do what we can. And if there are some Republicans in the legislature there that'll stand up, good. The Republicans in the legislature in Texas and Idaho will not stand up to the Republican governors. But there you got a Democrat governor. So they may do it because there's a party difference there. So that's a key thing. But I think we ought to try anything we can. We ought to try demonstrations. We ought to try protests. We ought to try sit-ins. I think a key thing, and I've mentioned this from the very beginning, you look at church, right? The big church in L.A. that John MacArthur's got. Every week, over 7,000 people showing up, no social distancing, no masks, singing, doing everything they say is going to kill everybody. You do that every week. You show by living your life that they are trying to kill you with a lie. That's the way you do it. You take back your normal life. You go to motorcycle rallies. You go to movies. You go to restaurants or whatever. They're going to kick you out of the restaurants. But you go anywhere that they'll let you in, where they will welcome you, and you live your life in their face. In their face. All right, we'll be right back with Sheriff Mack. Stay with us, folks.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny And a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. I've got some bad news for you, then I got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. There's not just power in love, there is power in the people. And at the local level, and don't you ever forget it, don't pin all of your hopes on the Supreme Court pick. Don't pin all your hopes on a president. Don't pin any hopes in Washington. We got to fix this from the ground up. We've been betrayed from the top down. And I've got joining us now Sheriff Richard Mack. And, of course, Sheriff Mack is with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That website is CSPOA.org. And I'm doing it. Somebody sent this to me. I don't know if it was Sheriff Mack or somebody else. This is a seminar that's coming up in Lynchburg, Virginia. I reported it yesterday. So it's coming up Wednesday. Now it's actually a week from tomorrow. It's coming up Wednesday, September the 30th. It's for all sheriffs, peace officers, and public servants. It's going to be in Lynchburg, Virginia, Wednesday, September 30th, 9 to 5 p.m. And you can go to the website and find out about that. They're going to be talking about COVID mandates, what the powers and the duties of the sheriffs are, and law enforcement, and public officials. You know, all these people who took an oath to the Constitution as a condition of their authority. And so I wanted to get Richard Mack on to talk to us, Sheriff Mack. You can find him also at sheriffmack.com. And you can also find him on Twitter at Sheriff Mack, that's M-A-C-K. Thank you for joining us, Sheriff Mack.
Well, thanks so much. It's great to be back with you, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. And tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about at these seminars, and if you've got other seminars that are set up outside of this one that's coming up in Lynchburg a week from tomorrow.
No, we have an ongoing class, CSPOAclass.org. CSPOAclass.com. Which is an ongoing class that anybody can take. It costs like $290 or something, $295. But it's a six-week course, and it's the equivalent of a 303 class in the Constitution and local autonomy. It deals a great deal with my Supreme Court case and how valuable it is as a tool for all of us, especially sheriffs, in standing for liberty.
That's right. And we've talked about this on this program many times. The fact is that every public official at every level has as their first priority an obligation to defend the Constitution and to defend our liberties. And anybody can do it. But, of course, we're not seeing that being done by governors. We're not seeing it done by presidents or Supreme Court officials or congressional or state legislatures. And the only place that we've seen this done in the last 190 days have been selected places where we've had constitutional sheriffs and peace officers and local public officials.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you're also correct. I actually believe that Trump has done a very admirable job in Washington as far as the swamp will let him. But I will say he miscalculated. He thought he could drain the swamp, and he's not. It's too big. It's too ingrained. Yeah. It's too humongous. I shouldn't say big. It's too humongous. And they've gone after him. And I think, have been more successful than he has. They've drained him more than he's drained them.
And they're draining us now. They're draining the middle class dry.
They are. They are, indeed. And I think the ultimate, what you alluded to, the ultimate prognosis of Washington, D.C. is that we're never going to get freedom back there. It's not a solution. I'm grateful that Trump is there, and I'm going to vote for him again. But we have learned that the real pandemic we are suffering today is the pandemic of utter corruption and the epicenter of Washington, D.C. And it's just been impossible for Trump to really get his agenda done, because every time he turns around, he's under some other criminal investigation or some Russia hoax or they've even used this coronavirus against him.
And this isn't something that they've just fallen into serendipitously, so that they've now all of a sudden discovered that they have power. If that had happened, believe me, they wouldn't be giving this power up, even if it is something that just accidentally happened. And it's, look, we got a pandemic and now we're in power. I think I'll keep that. No, they've been planning this for decades. And so we're at the point now of desperation, and we've got to circle the wagons, and we've got to do this locally in our community. So what can the sheriffs do?
Okay, so that is the solution. If you're really looking for solutions, you must look at home. You must look in your own neighborhood and community. And the ultimate authority in your community is the county sheriff or parish if you're in Louisiana. And it is a legitimate, lawful, constitutional solution where the sheriff erects the barriers against the encroachments of the state or federal government. His duty is, you also alluded to this, his duty is to take an oath and to keep his oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and thereby protecting the liberty of everyone in his county. Liberty is what we're here for. It is the only reason government exists. Government is not here to take care of us. Government is here to protect our liberty and then stay out of our lives. If we, the people, will unite with, and I think that pastors are part of this too, because they bring in a lot of people, but pastors and churches and the people and the sheriffs working unitedly to protect liberty, to defend ourselves against the coronavirus vaccination or whatever else they've got in store. This engineering of the mask and the shutdown is just exactly that. Prepare for what's really going to be the death of liberty in America.
That's right. It's going to escalate at this point. At the beginning of this, and it was back in, I think it was April, I talked to a small church in a small town in Illinois. And in Illinois, the governor, Pritzker, there, from a very wealthy elitist family, was coming down very hard on everybody. They were making all kinds of threats against this church because they were continuing to meet in violation of his orders not to meet. Problem is that the governor really couldn't do anything about it because the sheriff that was there in that town was a member of the church and his deputies as well. And so they stood outside protecting the church while they were meeting. That's a pattern for what has to happen in community after community across the country. We have to have that coalition, that local coalition that's going to stand against tyranny, both state and federal. And so when we come back, we've got to take a break coming up here in about a minute, Sheriff Mack. But I want to talk to you about how do we vet these sheriffs? Because I think that's the most important thing coming up in this election. How do we vet these sheriffs to find out if we've got somebody that is running, regardless of political party, do they support individual liberty? Are they going to stand in the gap for that? You might have an idea at this point after 190 days. And again, if you're somewhere like I am, I don't have a choice coming up in this election for sheriff. So, you know, it's basically kind of a moot point for me at this point. But if you have a sheriff that is up for election, what can we do? Can we send them some kind of a questionnaire or something that you got, and the best way to approach it? We got to take a break. When we come back, that's the answer we're going to get from Sheriff Mac again. You can find them at CSPOA.org and also Sheriff Richard Mac, M-A-C-K, SheriffRichardMac.com. Sheriff Mac on Twitter at Sheriff Mac. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mac. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the God of this world, Satan. Do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. Every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars. Pray for yourself. Pray for the children. And pray for the world. God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Sheriff Mack. And, of course, there's going to be a free constitutional training seminar for sheriffs, peace officers, public servants in Lynchburg, Virginia, a week from tomorrow. There are others that are coming up. There's information about the, for law enforcement officers at CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America, or Association, I should say. And you can get more information as well from SheriffRichardMack.com, Twitter at Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack, I want to ask you if you got people have a sheriff that is on the ballot, you have a sheriff office that is up for election this coming November. What can they do to vet a sheriff? Do you have a questionnaire that can be sent to sheriffs there at the CSPOA.org?
Yes, we actually do. There's about a 12-13 questions survey. You might want to look through it and see if you want to add a few of your own, especially like what would you do if the health department came to my home with or without a warrant? I don't care if they do or not, to force me to take a vaccination.
Right.
Or what are they going to do? What are they going to do if they make it impossible for me to go anywhere, live, buy clothes, go do anything with my kids, take my kids to school, that I can't live my life unless I take that vaccination and show them my computer chip that proves that I got it? How else are they going to prove that you got it? You can always forge anything except not a computer chip placed handily in your back of your hand. I really fear for all of this social engineering, but yes, we do have that. And by the way, you have a good candidate running in Austin. Is that Travis County?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I don't live actually in Travis County, but who is it?
Raul Vargas, and he's coming to our conference on September 30th.
Oh, good, good.
And he did it on his own. And you have a good sheriff in Montgomery County. He was really wanting to attend, but he's got some family commitments that he can't make it. But he will come. He will come again, and he's been a great supporter of the CSPOA. We've got about six sheriffs from Texas attending, so we're grateful. We're grateful for that. We've got about five or six.
We need to contact you. Need to. I'll try to find Raul Vargas and see if he wants to come on the show and talk about that. If he's on the ballot and up for election this time, and if he supports the Constitution, we certainly need anybody in Austin that supports the Constitution, whatever office, I'll take it. That's great.
You sound like Abraham. Do we have just one person that will support the Constitution?
That's right. Yeah, we are right here in the middle of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's right. when it comes to all this stuff. Let me ask you, though, you know, when we do this, I mean, if I were to take one of these things down to a sheriff, as an individual, I seriously doubt they're going to fill this out. So what's the best strategy for people to do? I mean, you got to get together some kind of an organization or a collection of individuals in order to get their attention. They're busy like everybody else. You got a lot of things on your desk, and I understand that. To get them to fill out a questionnaire for you, you know, what would you advise people to do in terms of creating some kind of an organization to help you get an answer for this? And if they don't do an answer, you fill it out for them and you publicize it as well, right?
Exactly. And, you know, you call your sheriff, you go by the sheriff's office, take a group of people with you or go by yourself. But I will tell you this, if a sheriff gets 10 phone calls, if he took an oath, and what did he swear to do if he did take his oath? A lot of them don't even remember taking it. But they have, they all have, they had to. And then ask them, how is it that you plan to keep your oath? Or are you telling me that a peace officer and sheriff can swear an oath and then they don't have to keep it?
That's right.
And that's what I find most astonishing, is that any peace officer or sheriff in this country could swear an oath of allegiance as required by Article 6 in the Constitution, to swear an allegiance to the Constitution, and then you don't have to keep it. Please explain that to me.
That's right. That's right.
And so,
well, that's
yeah,
a good thing. So you go by with a group of people, perhaps. You don't necessarily have to create a formal organization or website. Just go by a group of people or organize a bunch of people to contact them sequentially. So they understand that there's a constituency out there. See if anybody can get any response from them. But that's a good approach to take, because we've seen this work with homeschooling. We've seen legislators who have been pressured by big organizations, the big teachers unions who want to shut down homeschooling and the Democrat Party as well. And yet if the parents will stand up in an organized way, and contact these people, they typically do not get contacted by anybody. Typically, most of us will suffer in silence rather than to speak up about this. And so if we do speak up, it can make a difference, can it?
Yeah, and you know, the miracles that have happened during this coronavirus dictatorial disease that's going across our country, the self-appointed Hitlers like Newsom and Whitmer and Inslee and the one in New Jersey and of course Cuomo,
Murphy, Pritzker, all these different ones,
so what do we do about it? And the solution is we take back our state, just like we take back our country, county by county, one sheriff at a time. And if any of you think that this can happen without the people being involved, Jefferson said, if the people aren't involved, we will not preserve liberty in this country. So we've got to be eternally vigilant, like he warned us, and we've got to be working with our sheriffs, supporting our sheriffs. And we have over 25 sheriffs in California alone that have stood against their governor and said they will not enforce mask laws or these shutdowns. And we've had it happen in Arizona. There's about five of them here. But I'm telling you, this movement is happening, and we need to have this meeting. And I'm going to tell you what I really believe in my heart. This conference in Lynchburg, Virginia, at Liberty University, we're going to restore or at least start the seed growing at Liberty University on September 30th. And it's going to be the most important meeting we've had in America since the Constitutional Convention of 1787.
Oh, absolutely, because that's the only way that we're going to get this back. I'll just say this, Sheriff Mack, you know, when we look at a map, every election, we look at the map and they break down how people voted on a county by county level. And you can see that the vast majority of America does not vote with the Democrats. That is concentrated around the big cities. And we're seeing the big cities where they have the concentration of the Democrats burning. And they're burning down the Constitution. They're burning down our individual liberty. There you go, right there. And I hate the fact that we've accepted the color of red, because they're the ones who signed. You know, it should be the other way around. They ought to paint the communists red. But nevertheless, we look at that, if we could take America back county by county, starting in those predominantly Republican counties, that's how we take America back, and just keep those cities isolated and get people to understand that you're going to find your freedom out in the county, and you're only going to find it if you've got a constitutional sheriff. Because the key thing about the oath is that you're taking an oath to the king. The king of America is the Constitution. The founders said, lex rex. The law is king, and that's what they're swearing to.
Amen. And that's a real good point. I'm glad you showed that map, because that's really what we're focusing on. Because we're getting Sheriff Nichols there from Franklin County, Maine. We're getting Sheriff Jenkins there from Maryland. We're getting so many calls. I got a call this morning from a secretary of a sheriff saying he still wants to get there 1 week, and they're still trying to get into this meeting with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. All right. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And again, that meeting is coming up at Liberty University, Wednesday, September the 30th. Try to get there. Try to find out that information and work your sheriff. It's going to be
and
the sheriff.
It's
going to be the pastors. Sorry?
Everybody can donate to us. We sure need that.
That's right. Anybody can donate to help this effort. CPOA.org or CSPOA.org.
The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe if they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the massive slaves, but remember, they are a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now. Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't power humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. Real power comes from the grassroots, and real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalists. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars and keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down with a long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just talking to Sheriff Richard Mack about the conference that's coming up next week, Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University. We've got sheriffs from all over the country going to that. By the way, folks, if you want to support their efforts there, CSPOA.org. I got that wrong at the very end. It's CSPOA.org. If you want to support their efforts, if you want to find a questionnaire that'll give you a good start for questions to ask your sheriff, if you've got somebody on the ballot that's running for that, if that office is up for re-election this time, make sure you contact them it will make a difference. And you need to really pay attention to these local races. As I showed, the vast majority of America is red. You know, geographically, you look at every election, it's almost all red. It gets close because you have that concentration in the urban areas, and that's where the tyranny is concentrated. You can, if you have people who will be faithful to the Constitution, faithful to the law in your area, that's your best bet right now to circle the wagons. These people have been planning for decades. We're way behind the curve. And most Americans are being totally gaslighted by the lies coming out of mainstream media. And they can't believe that this is happening. And they expect that somehow there's going to be some savior coming from Washington or the Supreme Court or something like that. It's going to basically make it all better. And I'm telling you, that isn't happening. The Calvary isn't coming. This is the Alamo. This is the Alamo. No rescue is coming. You better start to man the guns. And you better prepare to defend yourself in place. We're going to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court, updates on what is happening with that, the implications of what's going to happen with that. Just remind you that of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And without your support, and you've been very good to support us, without your support, we'll not be here. But we got some great specials as well, things that will support your health. You know, we're coming up into cold and flu season. That's a good time to make sure that your immune system is operating at top efficiency. And the way that you do that is to make sure you don't have a deficiency in vitamin D. And it's not just me. It's not just the alternative health industry that focuses on building your body rather than trying to cover up symptoms, which is what typically you find with the pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare that's been taken captive by that. No, you want to build up your body because there's so much, you know, that is really your first line of defense. You don't want to just cover up symptoms. But it's not just those of us who believe that that are telling you that. We have Fauci saying that. Fauci saying, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I would take vitamin D. I'd even take C and so forth. He just said that in an interview. I said at the very beginning of this, before the lockdown, I said, look at what a current person at the NIH, not Fauci, but somebody else was saying. They said, yeah, you know, you want to take vitamin D because we found that whether you've got a autoimmune disease or any other kind of immune deficiency, we find that's usually associated with a deficiency in vitamin D. And we find that if we supplement vitamin D, that helps to alleviate some of those problems that come along with immune disease. You also had the former CDC director saying that as well. So the establishment says, medical establishment agrees with everybody understands vitamin D is essential, especially if you're locked up and you don't get any sunlight. That's one of the reasons why they're locking you up. They want you to get sick. But you can defeat that by supplementing with vitamin D. And again, our Winter Sun Plus also has vitamin K, which helps you to assimilate the vitamin D. And it also keeps it from calcifying. And so you want to have a good supplement that is going to have both of those combined. That's what we have. But we also have some specials, 30 to 60% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. We have the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 60% off plus free shipping. The Heart and Body Combo VasoBeet. Think about that. Just concentrated beet juice can act as a vasodilator. And ExtendoWise has CoQ10 and many other products that are going to help your heart and body. That is 50% off that combo plus free shipping. We have a Nascent Iodine Power Pack. We have Prostaguard. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil, all back in stock and discounted plus free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's take a look at the SCOTUS war, because that's really what this is. Everything anymore is a war, right? We have the UN war on drugs, and they've been at war with us ever since. They've been at war with the Constitution, at war with our liberty, and now they have us fighting each other over every aspect of this. And so as we talk about the replacement for Ginsburg, just a reminder here, from 2016, when Scalia got the Scalia maneuver, was found with a pillow over his head. Now they're telling everybody, this is the way you resuscitate people. You put a cloth over their face. Yeah, right. But as Scalia died, Obama skipped the funeral. Yeah, Politico, going back to 2016. Just remember that. Just remember that. We're going to have Ginsburg lying in state at the Supreme Court. I don't know if President Trump is planning on going to visit that. She's going to be lying in the Supreme Court as she has been lying for the last 30 years. not on her back, but with her mouth. She was lying for the last 30 years. History is on the side of the Republicans filling a Supreme Court vacancy in 2020, reports National Review. And, of course, it is. I reported yesterday. Historically, there have been well over 20-some-odd times that there has been a replacement of a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year. And it almost always is successful when the president and the Senate are the same party. 19 times that has happened, and out of those 19 times, the president and the Senate were both in the same party. 17 out of the 19 times, they have confirmed whoever the president nominated. And we see the hour wringing their hands and saying, Democrats are largely powerless to stop the GOP from confirming the court choice. Yeah, that's the way this works. It's called math. We should explain this to AOC. Occasional Cortex is out there saying, we got to stop this, and we can impeach people to stop this. That isn't going to stop it. Somebody needs to explain that to her. Good luck explaining anything to her. She was an economics major. She doesn't understand economics or basic math. So don't expect her to be able to do the basic math on the votes and how that whole thing works. They can do whatever they want in the House. And it isn't going to make any difference because Mitch McConnell is going to decide the order in which things come up. They can, if they want to impeach Barr, go ahead. Just show everybody how venal you have become and how irresponsible you've become. I think that'll only help the Republicans if they do that. Now we have Morning Joe because he cares so much about the Republican Party and he wishes them well. And he wants to give them advice. So MSNBC's Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, is warning Lindsey Graham and other GOP candidates, you're walking into a trap. It's a trap, he says. Okay. Yeah. Don't throw me into that briar patch. That's what Lindsey Graham ought to say. Morning Joe does not have your best interest at heart, and it is not a trap. And here's more indications that it is not a trap. This morning, Romney, who does not want to play nice with President Trump, but he can read the handwriting on the wall. He can stick his finger into the wind and see which way it's blowing, and he is now saying he's going to fall in line behind Mitch McConnell, and he's going to support President Trump picking a replacement. I'll tell you another place where the Democrats have placed their false hope, and that is in the Arizona Senate race. And they're saying, well, you know, if we have a resolution there, and if the Democrat wins, and if you can have the Republican governor of Arizona and the Republican head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, agree to set this guy early, that could change the outcome. Look, this is totally political. It's totally political. And the people that are in charge of all this, Republican president, Republican Senate, they are going to call the shots on this. And yet you see the Democrats looking at what they can do, if they will lose, as they are likely to lose. We have, I love this picture, that was on flagandcross.com. Democrats plan total war, they say, if the SCOTUS nominee is confirmed, and they will look to add states to the union. If they get a majority of the Senate, they're going to add Puerto Rico and they're going to add DC to the Senate so they can pack the Senate. And then they're going to pack the Supreme Court, and they're going to do this. And they got a picture of Chuck Schumer. He's got boxing gloves on, and on one glove it says keep, and the other one says fighting. And then he's got on his face, heroes act now. So if you want to act now, you punch him right there where that heroes act now is, right there in the kisser.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and trying to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward because they did not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.